WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Bob Mintzer combined his associations with the WDR Big Band in Cologne, Germany, and the U.S. fusion group Yellow Jackets for the 2020 collaborative album Jackets XL. Most of the songs on the album are arrangements of compositions from earlier Yellow Jackets albums, including this Russell Ferrante composition from their eponymous debut in 1981, Imperial Strut, albeit at a slower pace than the original. Will Donato wailing away on alto sax with Cloud 9 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That's from his Elevate album in 2020. And it's one of only two songs on the album where Will plays alto sax. He also played alto flute on Cloud 9 and was backed up by John Riley, but not John C. Riley, on the tenor and baritone saxes, Patrick Yandel on guitar, Marcus Johnson on keyboards, Donnie Tesso on bass, Ty Fleming on drums, and Curtis McCain with percussion. Before that, also in 2020, Yellow Jackets and WDR Big Band with a slower version of Imperial Strut on Jackets XL. The soloists were composer Russell Ferrante on piano and band conductor Bob Mintzer on EWI, electronic wind instrument, taking the place of Robin Ford's electric guitar on the original version back in 1981. And speaking of electric guitar, this is Steve Kahn, K-H-A-N, with a song composed by his father, Sammy Kahn, C-A-H-N, and Jimmy Van Heusen for a 1955 episode of Producers Showcase. The production is the name of the song, Our Town.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John. That was Steve Kahn. That rhymes. With his father Sammy Kahn's Our Town. Our town is Oyster Bay. The village is Brookville. And that's from Steve's 2017 album Backlog, and it featured Steve on guitar, Ruben Rodriguez on bass, Mark Walker on drums, and dueling percussion from Mark Quiñones and Bobby Allende. Certified guitar player Chet Atkins is who you'll hear next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP is your home for great music and great conversation.
And streaming worldwide on WCWP.org and the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, it's Chet Atkins with Quiet Eyes, which you can't see on radio anyway. Yeah, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was Dave Grusin on piano with Duke Ellington's Cottontail from Homage to Duke in 1993. Clark Terry, who spent 9 years in Duke's band, was on trumpet and flugelhorn. He was with Count Basie before that and later in the Tonight Show Band. Pete Christlieb, also an alumnus of Basie and the Tonight Show Band, played tenor sax. George Bohannon was on trombone, Brian Bromberg on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. Harvey is part of the band Foreplay, as was Larry Carlton, who you heard before, Dave, with fellow guitarist Chet Atkins on Chet's Quiet Eyes from Stay Tuned in 1985. Paul Yandel, no relation to Patrick, who spells his last name differently, also played rhythm guitar with Larry, and the soloists were Chet, Larry, and Millard Grebe. Clayton Ivey stood out on Rhodes piano, and Shane Keister kicked Keister on synthesizer. Russ Freeman is also about to kick posterior on guitars, synth, and guitar synth on the Rippingtons cover of Al Green. Let's Stay Together. We'll be right back. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Bob James, another member of 4Play, with Feel the Fire from Obsession in 1986. I noticed in the 1992 World Series video that the song was played in batting practice before Game 2 of that World Series. Bob played keyboards on Feel the Fire with drum programming by Ray Bardani and Michael Colina. Steve Kahn was back on guitar and was accompanied by Nicky Morrock. The Brecker brothers, Randy and Michael, were part of the horn section. Before that, the Rippingtons with a great cover of Al Green's Let's Stay Together from Tourist in Paradise in 1989. I remember hearing that on the Weather Channel during the local forecast around the time of the album's release. In addition to the instruments I told you earlier, Russ Freeman also handled drum programming. Steve Reed was on percussion and soundscape, Tony Morales on hi-hat and cymbals, and Brandon Fields on alto sax. Steve Cole will be on tenor sax next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Steve Cole with a song from his 2003 album, NYLA. The song takes place in NY because it's called Off Broadway.
Mike Shimeri plays more music on 88.1 FM, WCWP.
Haven't used that one in a while. You just heard a pair of musicians born and raised in Illinois. Brian Simpson from Gurney is who you just heard with It Could Happen from It's All Good in 2005. Brian played piano and keyboards and wrote that with Andre Berry, who played bass and drum programming. Michael White was on actual drums, Brian Kilgore on congas, Randy Jacobs on guitar, and Ron King on flugelhorn. Before that, Barry Danielian played flugelhorn and trumpet, like Clark Terry earlier, in the horn section for Off Broadway by Steve Cole from Chicago, from the album NYLA in 2003. Also in the horn section was David Mann, who wrote Off-Broadway with Steve, and Dave also played keyboards and drum programming. Again, there were actual drums on that song, and they were played by Ralph Roll. Will Lee was on bass, and Brian Culbertson from Decatur, Illinois, dropped in with a piano solo. Hour one will end with David Lanz on piano, but first Ken Navarro on guitar, and Jay Rowe on piano and keyboards with When Night Calls. And When Night Calls, you answer, right?
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour 1 ended with That Smile by David Lanz from Finding Paradise in 2002. I think today would be That Smile, though. David wrote the song and played piano and keyboards. Greg Karukas arranged it and played additional keyboards, organ, and drum and percussion programming. Luis Conte played actual percussion. Michael Thompson was on guitar, and Dave Koz served as producer. He performed elsewhere on Finding Paradise. Before that, Ken Navarro with the title track to his 1996 album, When Night Calls. That was the first Ken Navarro album to feature Jay Rowe on piano and keyboards. Ken was on additional keyboards and all the guitars. The Granger brothers, Gary and Greg, lately of Acoustic Alchemy, were on bass and drum programming, respectively, and Eric Marienthal was on alto sax in the latter half of the song. Eric returns with Randy Brecker later in Hour 2, and Dave Koz will get to use his saxophones. But we start this new hour with two songs from albums released on December 4th. First on the tee, Lee Ritenour, who plays everything on The Lighthouse. you have arrived at the end of the song on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was Lisa Hilton with Retro Road Trip from More Than Another Day, released on December 4th, 2020. And no, it doesn't refer to a road trip to a retro gaming expo, but rather listening to the classics. Lisa was on piano with Luquez Curtis on bass and Rudy Royston on drums. Released on the same day as More Than Another Day was Dreamcatcher by another 4Play alumnus, Lee Ritenour. The song you heard was The Lighthouse, a tribute to the Hermosa Beach Jazz Club, and was one of two songs with Pro Tools programming in it. The other was Couldn't Help Myself. Fellow guitarist Peter White helped himself to just about every instrument in addition to guitar that you hear on this song from Music for Starlux Airlines. It's the last track on the album, and it has a fitting title considering the air travel theme as opposed to Lisa Hilton's road travel theme, Homeward Bound.
Hi, this is Peter White, and you're listening to Mike Shimeri on WCWP.
And that was Peter White, along with his daughter Charlotte on viola, with Homeward Bound from Music for Starlux Airlines in 2019. Peter was on guitars, keyboards, accordion, and programming. DC provided additional programming. I don't know what those initials stand for, but I know DB stands for David Benoit, who covers the Jackson 5 next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
"What's a podcast, and how much does it cost?"
The WCWP app, available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Sure enough, here's David Benoit covering the Jackson 5. Never Can Say Goodbye, Girl. This is 88.1 FM and also WCWP.org. Herb Alpert with Doodles from Human Nature in 2016. And yes, the title track is a cover of Michael Jackson. Herb wrote Doodles with Eddie Del Barrio, who handled keyboards and programming. Herb was on trumpet. Speaking of Michael Jackson, we heard a cover of the Jackson 5 before that, the Clifton Davis penned song Never Can Say Goodbye, performed by David Benoit on an all-cover album, Heroes, in 2008. Among the other covers was Dave Grusin's Mountain Dance, and we heard Dave pay homage to Duke Ellington last hour. For Never Can Say Goodbye, David Benoit was on piano and synth, David Hughes on bass, Jamie Tate on drums and percussion by Brad Dutz. On to Boney James, no relation to Bob James since its nickname and his last name is Oppenheim. From his 2013 album, The Beat, it's Batucada, The Beat.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was Game Nick Colleone, another Chicago native, with Slammin' from Influences in 2014. Influences, Heroes, Homage, or Homage. We've got it all. Nick played guitar and keyboards. John Blasucci played keyboards and programming. Downtown Tony Brown, not Julie, on bass, and Tom Hipskind on drums. Before that, Boney James with Batucada, The Beat, from The Beat in 2013. Boney was on tenor sax and keyboards, Rick Braun on trumpet, Tim Carman on keyboards and synth bass, Alex Al on actual bass, yeah, it's another one of those songs, Rob Bacon on guitar, Omari Williams on drums, and Lenny Castro with percussion. Lenny will be back on percussion with another saxophonist, Huge Groove, to lead off the last all-saxophone, all-2020 segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. And it's next.
I can't take it anymore.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri
here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This last segment starts with Huge Groove and a tribute to fellow saxophonist Gatto Barbieri. It's Gatito, and I guess he considers himself a kitten compared to the big cat, Gatto. FM and WCWP.org. Randy Brecker and Eric Marienthal, both returning from earlier in the show with You Gotta Give It from Double Dealin' in 2020. Randy wrote that and played trumpets, Eric played saxes, and George Whitty played everything else. Before that, Huge Groove with Gatito, Kitten, from Sing My Song, also in 2020. And that's a tribute to Gatto Barbieri. Huge just played one saxophone, tenor, with Althea Renee on flute. Lenny Castro was back on percussion, and a different Trevor Lawrence was on drums. The parent-child element is back for this song by Dave Kaz on alto sax. It's a tribute to his father, Dr. Norm. Doctor is out on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Dave Kaz with a song for his father, Dr. Norm, from A New Day in 2020. Dave played the alto saxes and wrote the song with Jeff Lorber, who played keyboards and guitar. Paul Jackson Jr., another Tonight Show Band alumnus, was the featured guitarist. Alex Al was back on bass, Gary Novak on drums, and the horn section of David Mann, who we heard with Steve Cole, and Trevor Newman. Dave Kaz is appearing again on soprano sax, this time for the last song of the show, It's All Love, as opposed to It's All Good, by Chris Big Dog Davis. Dogs and cats in one segment, mass hysteria. Dave has an alternate cut of It's All Love on A New Day, but this is the original from Chris's 2020 album, Focus. Again, Dave's on soprano sax, and the big dog is on everything else. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.